On today's Kids Corner, Liz and Skink have been kidnapped, and their future looks dark.
If these little vermin here could find us, the cops won't be far behind.
So what's the deal, boss?
We gotta take care of these kids first. Make sure their blindfolds are tight. If they can identify us, it's curtains for them.
Yeah, curtains!
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Do you ever wake up and think that nothing exciting is going to happen? Well, I bet Liz thought the same thing when he woke up this morning, but he couldn't have been more wrong. It started out just like any other day with Liz and Spike walking to school together.
Hey, Spike.
Huh?
Do you see what I see?
Oh, yeah.
What is going on? Why would there be a bunch of police officers at school? I mean, oh, cool, they've even got their lights flashing.
Yeah, I don't know. But hey, maybe the cops are getting Miss Waddle for giving too much homework.
Hey, after that paper we had to write last weekend, I think they should lock her up and throw away the key.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wait a second, Spike. Look. Look, there she is talking to the cops. Oh, cool. Oh, man, what's going on?
I don't know, but I sure want to find out. Come on, let's go.
All right.
Class, may I have your attention, please? I have an important announcement. I have some bad news. Terrarium Elementary School was burglarized last night. All of our computers were stolen. Now, if any of you have any information on what happened, you should contact the police department immediately.
The students were abuzz all day talking about the robbery. Liz and his friends even decided that it looked like a job for the Lizarardo Detective Agency, but they couldn't figure out where to start their investigation. So after school, Liz stopped by Lucille's house to talk about what they could do to find the computers.
Oh, hi, Liz. What's up?
Lucille, we need to figure out where to start our investigation.
Our investigation?
Well, yeah. We gotta find these computers. Huh? I have a record high score for X-Monsters on one of them, and if we don't get that thing back, I'm gonna have to start over. Oh, it's a tragedy, I tell ya.
Well, of course, I don't have any game high scores at risk,
no.
But I do know how you feel, Liz. I don't know what we can do. Do you have any ideas?
I know.
Yeah?
Let's go to all the houses around school
and
ask people if they've seen any suspicious characters carrying computers.
Right. Come on, Liz, get serious. That'd never work.
I know.
Plus, my mom says this is a job for the police and that we shouldn't interfere because could be dangerous.
Yeah.
You know how moms are.
Yeah, I got the same reaction from Officer Dudley when
Officer
I talked to
Dudley.
Him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I went and offered our services.
Good.
He just laughed at me.
He laughed?
Yeah. He said this latest robbery may be the work of a gang, and we shouldn't even think about snooping around.
Well, sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Come on, Lucille.
Well, I don't know, Liz. Maybe we should listen to him and just let the police do the work.
Ah, maybe you're right.
Of course I am.
Oh, well, I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
Liz was convinced that he could solve the mystery and find the stolen computers, but nobody would help him. On the way home from Lucille's house, he started thinking about the problem, and he came up with an idea.
Oh, everybody tells me to leave this to the cops, but they're busy with other stuff. When I offer our help, all I get is laughter and a go-on-home kid. Well, I'll show them. I'll track this gang down by myself. And when I do, I'll be famous, and they'll be sorry. All right, then. I'm gonna have to figure this out. Where around here could they put that many computers? Well, it'd be too much for somebody's garage, so where is there a big garage or an old warehouse? Hey, wait a minute. There's that big old warehouse over by the rail yard. I could just head over there now and have a look around. Well, if I find anything, then I'll go to the police. And if I don't? Okay, yeah, that would totally be a bummer. But I'm sure I'll find something. I mean, after all, I'm wearing my lucky red hat. Lizarardo Lacerda, Private Eye, is on the case. All right, here Here's the warehouse. Now, let's see. Oh, gross. These windows are filthy. Oh, man, if I can't find a cleaner one, I'm never going to get a look inside. Oh, here's a better one. Now, if I can just...
Hey, beat it or I'll rearrange your face.
Skink.
Well, if it isn't Lizarardo.
What are you doing here, Skink? I'm trying to find the stolen computers.
So am I, loser. But I'm the one who's gonna find him, and I'm the one who's gonna get the reward, though.
Wait.
So unless you want a fight on your hands, you better scram.
Wait a minute. There's a reward?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
cool.
I've already started counting the money, so beat it.
I don't think so, Skink. I was here first.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Actually, now that I think about it, hey, maybe we should work together.
Huh?
Yeah, between my brain and your brawn, I bet we could find the gang and the computers, and I will even split the reward money with
you. What do you mean, your brain and my brawn?
Well...
I got brains. Besides,
yeah.
It's definitely gonna hurt my reputation if anybody finds out I was paired up with a loser like you.
Hey, it's not gonna do my reputation much good either. I just think we'll have a better chance if we help each other out.
Start thinking we're pals or anything,
all right? Don't worry.
But before we go in there, you gotta take off that red hat.
What?
I mean, don't you know anything? You're supposed to wear dark clothes when you go sneaking around.
Oh, come on, Skink, take off my hat? But it's my lucky cap.
Aww.
What am I gonna do with it?
I don't really care. But if you don't take it off, I'm not going anywhere with you.
Oh, come on.
You're almost glowing in the dark.
Okay, you're right.
See?
I'll leave it out here. Oh, I'm sure it'll be here when we get back.
Yeah, whatever. It's a hat. You'll get over
it. Come on.
Now let's work on getting in there.
Yeah, okay.
Man, all these windows have bars on them.
I know.
I can't believe how untrusting people are these days. It makes it awfully hard to break in.
Yeah. And all the doors are locked.
Oh.
Hey, maybe we should go up the fire escape and try that door on the second floor.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You go first.
I don't think so. You go first.
No, fine, scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
Hey, Lizarardo, you're right. The door's unlocked.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go in.
Man, it is dark in here.
Whoa, this is spooky.
Yeah.
Okay, Skink, we better be quiet. There might be somebody here.
Hey, I'm being quiet. I'm quiet.
Quiet.
Oh, wait a second. Shh. Do you hear voices?
Yes, yours.
Oh, what?
But I also see a light. Come on, let's sneak over.
Man, this place is huge.
Yeah.
There sure is a lot of junk.
I'll bet you our computers are in here somewhere.
Shh.
Ooh, what?
I see the gang.
Where?
There's two of them unloading that truck.
Oh, I see them.
And just what are they unloading?
Oh, it's our computers.
Yeah.
We found them, Skink.
Come on, let's see if we can get closer.
Hey, Skink, look around.
Wow.
They've got bikes in here, fridges. I see TV sets. This is amazing.
And I bet it's all stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can feel that reward money in my pocket already.
Well, what do we have here?
Lucille arrived at school the next morning expecting Liz to be full of ideas on how to solve the robbery. So she was really surprised to find that he wasn't there. When she talked to Maury and Spike and found out that they hadn't heard from Liz since he left her house, she started to get worried. And then Miss Waddle made her frightening announcement.
Good morning, class. Yesterday was a very difficult time for all of us because of the robbery. Now, as if that weren't enough, Liz's mother telephoned me this morning saying that Liz has disappeared. He went out after school and never came home. Mrs. Lacerda has called the police and reported Liz missing. The police are looking for him, but they haven't found him.
Oh, Miss Waddle, Liz was at my house yesterday after school, and he said he wanted to investigate the robbery.
Oh, dear. I hope Liz hasn't done anything dangerous.
Yeah. You know, Miss Waddle, I noticed that Skink isn't here today either.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of suspicious, don't you?
Now, Spike, let's not jump to conclusions. I haven't heard from anyone in Skink's family, but that's not unusual when he's absent. I'll keep you informed if I get any more information.
Okay.
Now, please, take out your social studies books.
All day, the students had trouble thinking about anything other than Liz and Skink and the trouble they might be in. Finally, once the last class was over, the remaining members of the Lizarardo Detective Agency met on the playground.
So I think we owe it to Liz to try to figure out what happened and where he is. Yeah. We need to put our heads together and make a plan.
Okay.
Maury, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just putting my head next to yours so they're together like you said.
No, I just meant that we need to think together. We need to come up with some ideas.
Oh, good, because that was getting kind of uncomfortable.
I'm confident that our first course of action should be to approach the authorities. Don't you agree?
I don't know.
After all, discerning the whereabouts of missing persons is a major component of their profession.
Didn't you hear, Miss Waddle? The police have been looking for him and haven't found him. Oh. And besides, that got a robbery to solve, too. But you know, I think we could help with both.
What about Skink? Mm-hmm. I believe it would be prudent for us to attempt to determine his whereabouts as well.
You know, as much as I hate to do anything for Skink, I agree with Cammy.
Yeah.
Doesn't he live over by the railroad yard?
Yeah, he does. And I wonder why nobody called the school to say he was sick or anything.
Because I bet he isn't sick. I bet he's just playing hooky.
Well, you know what? Come on. Let's go to his house now.
Okay, well, this is his block. Does anyone know which house this is?
Oh, there it is. Oh, wow, his screen door is falling off.
Well, who's going to ring the bell? Oh, no, I don't see a bell. Now what do we do?
Well, Maury, maybe you can knock on the door?
Huh?
Go on, do it.
I'm not knocking. His big brother might answer the door. Skink is scary enough. I can't imagine facing his big brother.
Well, come on, you guys. This is important. We got to find out about Liz. Okay, fine. I'll knock.
Go away. Nobody's home.
Excuse me, but we're looking for Skink. He wasn't at school today. Is he sick?
Who are you and what do you want?
Well, we go to school with Skink and he wasn't there today, and we really need to talk to him.
Just a minute. I'll look in his room. Well, he's not here. Must be someplace else. Bye.
Oh, well. That didn't seem to accomplish much toward our final objective.
No.
Although it did confirm for us that Skink is not on the premises.
That's true.
I believe we need to consider the possibility that Liz and Skink are both in some kind of difficulty.
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid you're right, Cammy. We need to get down to business and find him. Find him right now. Hey, where's Spike? Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Over here.
Okay.
Hey, guys, isn't this Liz's baseball cap?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see it. You got some black paint on it once. Oh, yeah, there it is. This is definitely Liz's hat.
Oh, no.
So now, where did you find it?
Right here by the warehouse door.
Okay, this proves it, you guys. Mm-hmm. Liz is around here somewhere. We just gotta find her. What do you say we go inside?
Liz and Skink were in the warehouse and had been there all night, ever since the rats had captured them. Now the two young lizards were sitting on the floor, blindfolded and tied up, listening to the rats discuss what to do with them.
If these little vermin here could find us, the cops won't be far behind.
So what's the deal, boss? We gonna close up shop and make a run for it?
Be quiet, you dope, and let me think.
Oh, sorry.
We gotta take care of these kids first. Make sure their blindfolds are tight. If they can identify us, it's curtains for them.
Yeah, curtains!
Yeah, curtains.
Lucille and the others were trying to find a way to get into the old warehouse, certain that their friend Liz was inside and in trouble.
Okay, Cammy and Maury,
yes?
You guys go that way and see if you can see in a window or something, and Spike and I'll go this way.
Maury, I believe I can see a small office.
You can?
Yeah, and it looks as though someone is moving in the interior.
Boy, you can see a lot better than me. All I see is a light, but that's about it. We'll have to get inside to see if Liz and Skink are there.
Unfortunately, I don't see Liz or Skink.
Okay.
However, I can now see clearly enough to recognize the presence of two very large, rather intimidating rats.
Rats?
Mm-hmm.
Big ones?
Yes.
Oh, Lucille! Spike!
Oh.
What? What's going on?
Where did you find them? Maury, what's wrong? Come on.
Rats.
Rats.
Rats. Lucille, look.
Yeah?
Rats.
If you will peek through the window, Lucille, you will be able to distinguish two fairly imposing rats.
Uh-huh.
It really is unsurprising that Maury was alarmed.
Oh, yeah, let me see. Yeah, you're right, boy. They are big and... Oh, gosh, if Liz and Skink are in here, they're definitely in big trouble.
Oh, dear.
Come on, we gotta get in there somehow.
All right, relax. I think I saw some windows without bars on them over on the other side.
Oh.
Now, if we go over there, we should be able to bust one of the windows out and crawl in without them seeing us.
Oh. All right, let's do it. Yeah, well, Oh, look, here's kind of a good spot. It's kind of in the back, and the window is just the right size, I think, for us all to crawl through. So
what?
Now how are we going to break it without them hearing us?
No problem. Leave it to me. You see, I just put this old rag against the window, then hit it with this hunk of wood, and bingo, open sesame.
Oh,
wow.
That's great, Spike. It hardly made any noise either.
Oh.
Okay. I'll go first. Okay, I'm in. Be careful, you guys.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's really dark in here.
I know. I've made it through.
Good, okay. Guys, help. I'm stuck.
What? Someone give me a pole. Can you see a Spike? Anybody help?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Maury. There, come on, you guys. Let's get
thanks.
Going. And remember, we gotta walk quietly and be quiet.
In the office, Liz and Skink had been left alone for a minute, but there was no chance for escape.
Skink. Hey, Skink, are you there?
Of course I am. I'm right next to you.
Oh.
You know, this is all your fault, Lizarardo.
My fault?
If I'd have been on my own, I never would have gotten caught.
Look, would you forget about that, Skink?
Shh.
I think the rats are getting ready to leave. I'm worried about what they're gonna do to us.
Hey, stop that whispering over there. We told you, no talking. If you say anything else, you're gonna regret it.
Come on, let's go get us some dinner. We'll come back and pack up these trucks and these innocent lizards after dinner.
Hey, you know what sounds good? A nice juicy burger. There's a burger joint just down the road.
Yeah, burgers do sound good. But even better, we'll be eating steaks in a few days.
You know, this would be a really good time to ask for help.
Nobody knows we're here. Who are you gonna ask?
Father in heaven, please save us from these rats.
The members of the Lizarardo Detective Agency, minus their fearless leader, were hiding behind boxes in the warehouse, watching the rats get ready to leave.
Hey, I see Liz and Skink. They're all tied up and blindfolded.
Yeah, it looks like the rats are leaving them in the office, too.
Well, that's a relief. I was thinking we're going to have to rush them.
Rush them? What would we do? Point our fingers at them and say, hands up?
Oh, right. I guess that probably wouldn't have worked anyway.
No.
Well, then what now?
Yeah.
Well, if the rats take off and leave Liz and Skink behind, we can go get them.
It looks as though that is exactly what is occurring, Spike. Those oversized rodents are driving away.
All right. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go get them.
Yeah.
All right.
Lucille, Spike, Maury, and Cammy crept cautiously toward the office, and once they realized that the coast was clear, they burst into the room.
Liz, Skink, we're here to rescue you.
Yeah.
Maury, is that
moving.
You?
Yes, yeah. Liz, that is indeed Maury,
what?
Along with Lucille, Spike, and myself.
Okay. Oh, I never thought I'd actually be glad to see a bunch of losers like you.
Yeah, well, we couldn't even leave you in the hands of those rats.
Yeah. I'm delighted to see that neither of you have been too adversely affected by your ordeal.
What'd she say?
I think I can speak for all of us when I say that we're very relieved to see you unharmed.
Yeah, what she said.
Okay, now how did you know we were here?
Yeah.
We found your red baseball cap outside so that we knew you had to be in here.
Oh.
And then we broke a window in the back and we just snuck in.
Yeah, here's your hat, Liz.
Oh,
I knew you'd want it back.
Oh, you know it. I was worried I'd never see it again.
Oh,
man, thanks for finding it. And for finding us.
You're welcome.
Maybe that really is a lucky cap.
No, Skink, it doesn't have anything to do with luck. It was prayer.
Huh?
Yeah, my baseball cap was just what God used to lead him to us.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say, Lizarardo.
Yep.
You know, I have spent way too much time with you already.
You
and
have.
Sitting around gabbing with your loser friends is not what I want to do right now. Now,
us.
Can I please get out of here?
Yeah,
sure.
Skink's obviously fine.
Yeah, but Skink, you can't leave just yet.
Why not?
Because before we go anywhere, we really should, like, spread out and see what's in here.
That's true.
And then we
could
give the information to the police.
Yeah.
So everybody, let's split up and meet back here in about... 10 minutes.
Okay.
Maury, you be lookout.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, me?
Well, yeah.
And if you see any rats coming, just yell.
Yeah.
Ah, nerds. All right, but don't take too long.
All right.
10 minutes later, the young detectives met up to compare their findings. They'd found not only the school's computers, but refrigerators, bicycles, TV sets, tires, lawnmowers, and more tools than they could count. Armed with their list, they headed straight for the police station.
Officer Dudley, we know where the stolen computers are.
Yeah.
And we know who stole them.
Yeah,
we do.
So just give me that reward money, would ya?
Liz, Skink, where have you been? And just how do you know all that?
Skink and I found the gang's headquarters in the old rail yard
warehouse.
I found them, and the robbers found us.
Yeah, and then they tied us up, and they blindfolded us.
But then we found Liz's baseball cap on the ground,
right.
and then we went into the warehouse to see if Liz and Skink were in there.
And we rescued them.
And we did.
Two really big rats.
Yeah. Really big.
Then we did a superficial inventory of the contents of the warehouse.
Right.
We believe it's likely that all of the merchandise was stolen.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff in there.
Amazing.
Bikes and TVs and lawnmowers. Here's a list of everything we found.
Now, I wrote most of it.
Wow, kids, you did a great job. We'll get some men over there right away.
Oh, Officer Dudley, the rats are going to go back tonight to clear out. They said they'd be back after dark.
Yeah,
really? Well, I'll be ready for them. You said there were just the two rats?
Well, yeah, only two of them. So you shouldn't have too much trouble.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have had too much trouble, except that Lizarardo here got us caught.
Excuse me.
So anyway. Now, about my reward money.
Yeah, the reward money.
Well, we'll see about that later, Skink.
Oh.
Now I think it's time you two were reunited with your families. Liz, your folks have been worried sick.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'll tell you the truth. All I want is to get home, get some home cooking, take a shower, and get a little shut-eye.
Yeah, that sounds good. Eat, shower, sleep, and dream of money. Hint, hint.
Later that night, when the rats returned to the warehouse, they got a big surprise.
All right, guys. Hands up.
The fuzz? Oh, no.
Cuff them, boys. Take them to the wagon.
Oh, come on.
The next morning, Liz and Lucille walked to school together, glad to have life back to normal. Or at least it felt normal, until they turned the corner and saw police cars in front of the school again.
Oh, no.
What?
What are the police doing here again?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope it's not another robbery.
Oh, I'm sure it's nothing like that. At least, I hope not.
You hope not.
Once is definitely enough.
I'll say.
Yeah.
I've had my fill of robberies for a while. Come on, let's get in there. I want to hear what's happening.
Good morning, students. I'm so pleased to see you all looking bright and enthusiastic. Now, I'm sure you're all wondering why the police are here again.
Yeah.
Well, this time, it's not for a robbery, but for a very special presentation. We have an important guest with us today, Officer Dudley. Let's make him feel very welcome.
Oh, thank you for your very warm welcome. I have the unique opportunity this morning to make a presentation of meritorious service awards to six of your classmates. Liz, Skink, Lucille, Maury, Spike, and Cammie. Would you all please come up here to the front?
Sure.
These six students were directly responsible for our cracking a burglary ring.
Well, yeah.
The thieves are behind bars now and probably will be for a long time. Let's give these kids a big hand.
Thank you, Officer Dudley. I'm very proud of all of you. We'll frame those service awards and put them up right here in our classroom.
That's a good idea.
Man, I thought I was getting money, not some dumb old piece of paper.
Would any of you like to say anything to the class?
Oh, yeah, Miss Waddle, I would. I would really like to thank my friends for rescuing Skink and me.
Sure.
It was pretty scary, especially when we were tied up and we had no idea what the rats were going to do to us. But I knew that God was watching over us, and I knew that you guys wouldn't forget about us.
Oh, no.
So thanks for being true friends. Oh,
sure,
yes.
It's great to have friends.
In Proverbs 27, verse 10, the Bible says, "Do not forsake a friend." By sticking by our friends, we can be true friends and show God's love.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by William Lithberg and Chris Jousma. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.